From KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. The Missouri General Assembly's first oral health caucus held its first ever meeting on Monday. This after a series of bad grades from national organizations on the state of Missourians' oral health. The CDC, for example, ranked the state 47th in the nation when it comes to its residents' access to dental care.
We don't have much further to go down before we're at, dead last.
That's Gary Harbison, the executive director of Missouri Oral Health Coalition, the group currently leading the charge for change in Missouri's oral health situation.
Really, almost all of the available data on Missouri's oral health status paints a picture that says that Missouri really overall has bad oral health.
With Harbison and the coalition's support, Missouri House Representatives Donna Lichtenegger and Jeannie Kirkton formed and co-chairs the Assembly's Oral Health Caucus. Lichtenegger is a licensed dental hygienist. She says her goal in creating the caucus is to increase awareness among her peers of how much oral health affects the rest of the body's health.
There has been a lot of research showing that if you do not have good oral health, if you have any kind of periodontal disease or rapid decay, it will, in fact, affect your heart health.
To help improve oral health in Missouri, one of the coalition and the caucus's goals is to reintroduce the position of state dental director. The state's last director retired 10 years ago. The position was never filled after that, some say because of the health department's budget constraints. The department has not responded to KBIA's inquiries. Here's Gary Harbison again.
You know, it sounds sort of like an administrative thing that wouldn't matter much to people, but state dental directors, are really able to address issues of oral health overall and look at important things like efficient use of limited state resources.
Dr. Bob Russell is Iowa's state dental director. He says since he assumed that position, he has helped increase dental care access for children under Medicaid in that state. He says he did this by helping create a program that referred children to dentists who take Medicaid patients while also ensuring the children make it to their appointments.
We started this program in 2006, where we were roughly maybe 35-38% of our children 12 and under getting a visit to a dentist. And now we just, our latest data telling us we're not at 61%.
But a state dental director is an expensive position to fund. Harbison estimates the cost to be about $120,000 per year. He says most states have dentists who also have training in public dental health as their directors. Despite that cost, Harbison says dental directors help bring in federal grants to Missouri.
Although there's no guarantee we would get those, but I think we'd be very competitive because our numbers are so poor.
Though financing is still an issue, Representative Lichtenegger has drafted a bill to reinstate the state dental director position in Missouri. Bill co-sponsor and caucus co-chair Jeannie Kirkton says she believes more representatives will move forward to also sponsor Lichtenegger's legislation. The Oral Health Caucus's next meeting is set for March. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thank you for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.